It's opening night of the annual Chamai Dance Festival in Bethel, and half of the members of one of the featured groups aren't here yet. Inside the Bethel High School green room, where dancers wearing kusbucks and fur-lined headdresses gather to prepare for their performances, St. Mary's dance group leader George Beans and festival organizer Linda Curta are trying to buy more time.
Okay, so guess what? I'm going to go talk to these guys and see if I can get them to move up.
Weather delayed the afternoon flight scheduled to bring the rest of the dancers from the Yukon River community about 100 miles away. Travel hiccups are just another part of life on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and the St. Mary's dancers are used to delays. It's been more than a decade since the group performed here. This year's festival is dedicated to one of the group's founders, Moses Pakun Sr., a former state representative and longtime school board member in the community. Pakun died in 2017. He was meant to be recognized at the 2020 festival, but it was canceled last minute due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, finally, his wife Martha and some of his children have traveled to Bethel to receive the dedication and to dance. And Bean says it's about time.
Yeah, I've been put off for a few years, so now it's got to be the real deal now.
Luckily, Chamai's organizers are no strangers to improvising. Still, after rearranging the dancers' schedule and inviting a few unplanned speakers to the stage, they've pretty much exhausted all their options. Then, Curta takes the mic.
Guess what? St. Mary's is here.
Dancers and drummers pour onto the stage. Without pausing, they take their places, and the Yarok begins. One of the songs they perform was written by Pakun. He wrote many songs for children during his life and encouraged the youth to keep dancing. Today, the group has more than 20 members, from teenagers to octogenarians. Isabella Peterson is 16. This was her first Chamai. Despite the delays, she says it was all worth it to step out onto the stage in Bethel.
It feels pretty amazing to dance in front of many other people and to see other dance groups dance and perform.
Pausing from her dancing, Martha Pakun accepts a plaque for her husband and leads the room in the Lord's Prayer in thanks. The audience, young and old, join in.
Your legacy, Moses, your spirit lives on in the dancers of St. Mary's.
In Bethel, I'm Adeline Baxter.